at alcavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere. You know what that means? People are going to be out there barbecuing, eating chips. Lots of chips, but the government doesn't want you to drink any elderberry juice concentrate, but they sure do want you to have your chips.
What kind of chips, Robert, do they want you to have? The government wants you to have radio frequency identification chips. That's right. The FDA seizes elderberry juice concentrates, but promotes RFID chips in your food. I kid you not. The NutraSmart system would put RFIDs in your food for enhanced information. We don't know enough about the food we eat. We need chips in it. It's like we have an RFID deficiency disease, right? It's like this vitamin RFID. We got vitamin A, we got a B, we got C. Now we got RFID. And of course, the federal government approves it, so it must be good. And nowhere, though, on Michelle Obama's new dietary guideline plate, did you see that? They gave up on the Egyptian food pyramids. So long, King Tut! Now we got two plates. We got a big one and a little one. They put the little one out there as a little bone for Big Dairy, right? They want everybody to drink some milk, but they won't let you drink it if it's raw. It's not legal if it's raw. It's against, let's see, like the raw milk terrorists. Who are you people that want to drink raw milk? What the heck is wrong with you? Of course, nothing's wrong with you. If you want to drink raw milk, you're drinking it the way it's been drunk for thousands of years. They read about it in the Bible. Yeah, raw milk. Imagine that. What are you guys doing with the phones? You trying to mess with me today? Have you not been drinking your raw milk there? Tom, you there? Hey, cut that phone line out of my ear, please. This is what we get on live radio. We're trying to simulcast here with the LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com money bomb in support of a wonderful freedom-loving candidate. His name is Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. You know, he's running for president. He's the old guy that has a lot more youth in him than most young people. And he's inspiring young people all over the planet, in fact, but certainly here in the United States. And what we want to do is acknowledge this because, listen, I'm all about freedom, right? All about health freedom here. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, those who are longtime listeners know what I'm all about. And I'm all about candidates who support health freedom, the freedom to heal, the freedom to eat the food as it's grown, the freedom to speak the truth about the food, including the superiority. Yes, that's right. Raw milk superiority over its pasteurized RBGH-infested brethren. Try raising a cow on pasteurized milk. That cow will not live a long and healthy life any more than a human would. And of course, that's blasphemy to a government that has now thrown its lot in with the big agribusiness, big corporate entities that are more interested in keeping you enslaved to synthetic nutrients, including vitamin RFID. Last hour, we talked about the FDA telling the U.S. Marshals we need you to seize some elderberry juice extract because, my gosh, there's a Kansas company who dared breathe word of the fact that elderberry might be good for you, might reverse disease. Which is the exclusive place for only big pharma, which has bought special privileges from big government. And big media touts the benefits of drugs and touts how unscientific it is to drink juice from the elderberry, which is an incredible immune enhancer, or utilize silver, not just as gold, you know, silver and gold is gold and money. We're talking about LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com. You trying to get Jesse on the line? Oh, Jesse's there. Oh, man, Jesse Benton, campaign coordinator extraordinaire for the Ron Paul for President campaign. Welcome to the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jesse.
Robert, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I just was talking about the fact that the federal government's wanting to seize elderberry juice extracts because the company may have breathed word that elderberry could be good for you. And yet, of course, we've talked about the fact that raw milk is another issue. Congressman, now presidential candidate Ron Paul has supported not only the Amish farmers, but all Americans who want to consume it. He doesn't want you to force to be consuming it, but the freedom to do so. How outrageous are we to think we should have the right to eat food as it's grown?
Well, it's just absolutely outrageous. And, I think about 99% of the American people think it's outrageous. I think that issues like this are a great path to start showing everyday Americans just what the ludicrous things our federal government's doing to us right now, just how out of proportion it is to where it's supposed to be as far as size and scope, and just how out of control it is as far as trying to control our daily lives. And, we're starting to win this fight. It's really, I guess, encouraging to me, as discouraging as it is to see the federal government go and arrest an Amish farmer for daring to sell raw milk to his neighbors, all grown and supported locally. As outrageous as that is, at the very least, it's a very powerful tool because the American people, just by and large, are outraged by things like this and are starting to really pay attention and starting to stand up and just tell Washington no.
Well, in addition, Jesse, now the federal government's wanting to somehow work toward a mandate of RFID chip technology into the food. As if we have a vitamin deficiency, a vitamin RFID. I mean, it's getting beyond absurd. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Ron tells a story about, back in 2004, 2005, there was a vote on this, and the vote failed, but it was a coalition of people on the left and the right that voted no against RFID and livestock. Cynthia McKinney, the very liberal congresswoman from Georgia, who is no great defender of liberty in my book, voted no and came up to Ron and said, Ron, I'm going to vote no on this because I think one day the government's going to do this to us.
Yeah.
And, that's where this kind of stuff is headed. A big central nanny state monitoring and controlling everything from the medicines we take to the doctors we see to the food we eat. And it's just preposterous.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Jesse Benton on the line for a couple of segments today. We're simulcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show through GCN and LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com, the special money bomb in support of health, freedom, and liberty. Of course, many of the people and companies that support this message simply want to provide good products and actually be able to utilize the First Amendment to tell you what those products do. Ron Paul, of course, has been an ardent supporter of the First Amendment, and that includes the freedom of the natural products industry to speak truthfully about their products, which I'm very grateful for, Jesse. Now, 4 years ago, when Ron ran for president then, I mean, it's quite a different time. I mean, it's still America, but I mean, it's changed a lot economically and otherwise. You've grown a lot in 4 years. What do you see as the challenges that are different this time versus what we were facing 4 years ago?
I think that the problems that we face and the challenges that we face as defenders of liberty are the same. I think that what we're going to see is a more desperate establishment and status quo that is going to be more vicious in attacking us. I think that they're beginning to become scared by the fact that we are making such a breakthrough and that their house of cards is falling apart around them. And, they say a wounded tiger is often the most dangerous. They'll lash out. They'll be vicious. They'll attempt character assassination. They'll try to spread smears and lies about Dr. Paul, about other leaders in our movement, about our intentions. And we have to be ready for that. This is going to be a lot more nasty. And we're not going to be ignored. We're going to be attacked and vilified. And we have to be ready for that. We have to make sure that we're working hard to articulate our message and articulate what we stand for, which is freedom, which is the ultimate goal, liberty. And we can't allow the other side to destroy us because that's their goal.
Now, how is it that Mitt Romney can so-called go out one day and get 10 mil, but I don't know if any individuals contributed, isn't it? These large corporate PACs or whatever. And then we go on a money bomb for Ron Paul, and it's thousands of people giving a little bit, and it goes seemingly, it's like a car that gets 500 miles to the gallon. The efficiency with which Ron runs the campaign there, I mean, it's got to do people complain, it's like, oh, come on, Ron, it's just a pencil.
Right. You know, we don't need $10 million from well-heeled bankers and special interests and wealthy elites. What we do need, we don't need to match that. What we do need is come together, tens of thousands of people giving small contributions, and we are raising millions. And, you know, we're not going to match Romney dollar for dollar. I mean, we don't have too many people out there that can stroke $5,000 checks per couple. We don't have the people that can do that are vested in the status quo. We don't have corporate PACs knocking down our door to hand us money to represent their special interests. What we do have, as you put so eloquently, are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that will give a small amount of their hard-earned money, come together, pull that, and we can compete with that. We can compete, and we can win if we continue to come together.
Well, and we can recognize, again, there are a lot of different constituencies. You mentioned an extreme one, like a Cynthia McKinney, who is really far out on the left, yet she recognized the danger that government posed to both left and right. And I see Congressman, now presidential candidate Ron Paul, again, talking about building coalitions. We don't have to agree on everything to come together and work together to have the freedom to move forward, as opposed to right now into this corporate tyranny, corporatism. You would think that on the left and the right, we'd acknowledge that corporatism, whether it be in the military-industrial complex or whether it be, we talked to Clint Didier earlier about the farming subsidies that are basically destroying the family farmer and the freedom to consume food that we would like to consume as families.
Yeah, you're right. Corporatism is something I think that every American of good conscience can come together and reject. And, of course, conservatives and libertarians offer a different solution than the progressives to corporatism. But we need to recognize what the problem is. It's collusion of big government and big corporations.
Stand by, Jesse.
That is not capitalism.
No. We want to go beyond corporatism. Jesse Benton is my guest for one more segment on this special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, coinciding with the legalized goldandsilver.com money bomb. Coming right back with more Powerful Healing and Jesse Benton next.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, no RFID chips here, not even if they're organic. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, standing up for health, freedom, and liberty every week on GCN. And, of course, you know, rocking the health world today with the legalized goldandsilver.com money bomb. The folks over at RonPaul2012.com. Jesse Benton, his campaign coordinator, joins me right now for another segment. I want to say special thanks to the hosts from today's show. This is going on all day. Ron Skipper earlier. Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, was on. We got Jason Rink and John Bush coming up later. Wes Messamore is going to interview Ron Paul later. Kurt Wallace, John Dennis, and Austin Serafin. And more, check it out at robertscottbell.com. I've got all the important links so you know where to go and all the news stories as such. And, of course, Jesse, now, you know, you married Ron Paul's granddaughter. You have a child yourself, which is great. Congrats on that. 10 months old. It's a wonderful thing to bring new life into the world. But I think it brings an extra level of intensity to us as parents now, saying, what kind of world are we living in? What kind of country are we leaving them? One that loves liberty or one that has been descended into forms of tyranny?
Well, you know, it really does. Being a father has really changed my perspective because you have to care about so much more than just yourself. And, you know, what kind of world are we going to leave for? What kind of country are we going to leave for our young people that are just getting started in this world? Are we going to see a major financial collapse, which we're teetering towards? And that scares the crap out of me for our kids. I mean, your daughter's six. My daughter's 10 months old. You know, what are we doing? Are we going to leave them a dramatically different country with much less prosperity and much less freedom? Because we're risking that right now.
Yeah, this is a very critical time. And as I talk about, you know, the nutrition available to the children, the government seems to conspire against us parents who simply want to provide nutrients that are quote-unquote unapproved. In the meantime, they want RFID in their cereal. Which is, you know, absolutely insane. Now we're learning, of course, of what those in the alternative or natural health community have said, that there are risks to using cell phones as well, and they deny by the corporatist games. And I'm not here to ban things that are bad for us, but just to kind of acknowledge that we can speak truthfully about those things so we can, you know, have our eyes open and make informed decisions as opposed to having the government make those decisions for us.
Right. I just don't see how they could possibly think there would be no physical health ramifications from RFID chips everywhere. I mean, creating an additional web of magnetic fields, electromagnetic fields that's going to alter the landscape that we operate in. I don't possibly think how just from a raw leaving the liberty and the privacy issues aside, which are staggeringly bad, just the raw health issue right there alone.
Yeah, it's humongous. And of course, when we talk about the limitations on the federal government, you know, shouldn't it be that it would, if we acknowledge the Constitution, that states have rights that are, you know, not designated or given, if you will, to the federal government and the people reserve. We talk about the 10th Amendment. I've talked about the 10th Amendment Center, the nullification concept. I've interviewed Tom Woods over the years as well. And there's a big movement on to say we need to bring it back to the local levels. How is it that a Ron Paul president could help to facilitate the shrinking of government so the states would take on more responsibility and the people could have their responsibilities and rights back?
You know, a President Paul could send you're right. He couldn't just overnight snap his fingers and immediately reverse course. But what he could do is send a very strong message that, say, the FDA under President Paul would not go arrest farmers for growing raw milk, cultivating it, and selling it locally. He could send a very strong message that that his Justice Department would not go supersede state law in California, kick down the doors of sick people, and put them in prison for smoking medical marijuana. He could say that my EPA is not going to write onerous regulations that are not passed through the legislative process. So it wouldn't be a one-step overnight cure-all, but it would send a powerful message that we are going to start taking a step back from the edge and that things are going to be different and we can really get down to work and start restoring our freedoms.
Yeah, in Congress, of course, my good friend Jonathan Ebord has written some legislation for Ron, has written, again, the Health Freedom Act, which would simply, again, roll back the federal government and its ability to bureaucratize, if you will, and destroy the liberties to know about the substances that can heal you and allow the free competition among healers, doctors and non-doctors alike, to provide health care, which right now we have a monopoly system of disease management. You know, you've probably heard these stories of pediatricians turning in parents who simply look at natural medicine and may wish to say, hey, I've got a better way to deal with the immune system of my child than to take FDA-approved injections that have metals that I wouldn't have my child drink. And simply questioning that is, you know, now suspicion for maybe we should take your children away.
Yeah, that just scares the bejesus out of me. Having forced medication and forced treatment by the federal government on my child, I can't even imagine what I would do or how I would feel if that is forced in my personal life. And, of course, we're all running that risk right now because, you know, I believe in modern Western medicine, but I also believe in combining it with some alternative methods of treatment. Homeopathy, my mother's a homeopath, and I'm not quite as devout to it as she is, but if I want to help supplement Western medicine with that, I should be able to. And to think that they would call Child Protective Services on me and call me a child abuser because I didn't want to do every single thing and take every single medication that my pediatrician provided, and I might want to explore some natural or some homeopathic remedies and methods to help supplement my daughter's health. That is just so horrible. And again, the good thing, Robert, is that I think 99% of the American people are right there with us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you really lay it down to the level of the freedom to care for your family and not poison or intoxicate them, even if the substance is FDA approved. And, you know, what I've learned over my young life is that if the FDA approves of it, I'm thinking 2, 3, 10 times before I'm ingesting it. That's just the fact of the matter where it's gone. And it's sad, but it's true.
The FDA largely approves what its powerful lobbyists lobby for. And they're there in the business to approve what drug company lobbyists want us to take, and they're there to hold up what competes with what the drug companies want. And that's the greatest, one of the greatest examples of corporatism right there, and Americans are sick and tired of it.
We got about a minute and a half or so left with Jesse Benton, the campaign coordinator with Congressman Ron Paul, and fascinated to learn, Jesse, your mom's a homeopath. How rare is that? I didn't even hear the word homeopathy till I was 24 years of age after being ill by modern medicine for 24 years.
It's a wonderful alternative way to help treat our health, and I think it can be a wonderful supplement to everything that modern Western medicine is doing. We'd be foolish to turn our back on the potential benefits and the real benefits of homeopathy.
Yeah, and you know how few people know about this, but during the war between the states, they had homeopathic medical kits, the Northern, the Union soldiers and the Southern soldiers, and it's in all the museums, but we were never taught it growing up. And again, it's amazing how if you control the history books and you can write them and you can erase from history and literally wipe out the knowledge of our forefathers.
Yeah, all you hear about medicine at that time was leeches and amputation. You don't hear about the real therapeutic natural substances that they use to treat real disease and how effective it could actually be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jesse, thanks for all your good work for Dr. Ron Paul and getting this message of health, freedom, and liberty out to a larger audience all across the planet. We're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, coinciding with the LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com money bomb. Jesse, keep up the good work and keep rocking it.
Thank you. You're a gentleman for the cause, Robert.
All right. We got lots more to do here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is joining us momentarily to ramp it up even further for the cause of health, freedom, and liberty. Go to robertscottbell.com and link through to everything we're doing here today. Coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. For GCN, of course, and LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com. Money bomb in support of a candidate that loves liberty. As I said, this is a place where we come every week for a couple hours of health, freedom, and liberty. And those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we recently expanded in February thanks to my good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Now we're 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, through naturalnewsradio.com. So those of you listening through the Ron Paul 2012 Money Bomb, you'll learn about this 2 hours, 6 days a week, not just once a week. And Mike Adams, my dear friend, joins me right now. Mike, welcome back.
Hello, Robert. It's good to join you. Thanks for having me back on today.
Well, it is an auspicious occasion to raise awareness and even money to support someone who literally stands up for all the things we believe in, the freedom to care for our health in ways unapproved by the FDA.
Yeah, that's part of my mission is helping to empower people with good information that the government typically doesn't want you to know. The FDA doesn't want you to know, for example, that plants contain medicine. I mean, our ancestors have known that for thousands of years, but it's been outlawed in America, that knowledge. But you and I are trying to bring it back, and we're doing a good job, too.
Yeah, and I mentioned with Jesse Benton last segment about the government now wants RFID chips in all of our food, including chips, which may not be the best food, but it's not going to be made better by having RFIDs in them.
Yeah, pretty crazy. You can have chips in your chips now, which would be an odd thing. I don't know that I want to be swallowing trackable microchips every time I walk through a scanner, which they can have at a short range. You know, you may not even be aware of it. They could scan what you ate that morning, and they could scan the total calories of consumption in your body. I mean, it's pretty crazy. The levels that they're going to try to track us, track our money, track our online activity, track our email, and now track our food. You know, whatever happened to the idea that people should be left alone to just live their own lives and take responsibility for their own lives and not be mothered by the government?
Yeah, you know, they used to make fun of Ron Paul when he talked about RFID technology many years ago. And they said, oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist, he's crazy. It's like they're not talking that way now. Or if they are, they're having to, you know, stuff the cotton from pill bottles in their ear to ignore what's really happening.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the things that we were accused of being conspiracy theorists for the past 10 years when we said that cell phones cause brain tumors, right?
Yeah.
Well, this week, of course, the World Health Organization now came out and said, yes, officially now, use of mobile phones, if you hold them next to your head, they can promote brain tumors. Well, gee, all of a sudden, we're not conspiracy theorists. We were, in fact, pioneers of scientific fact. I think somebody owes us an apology, Robert. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath because I think we'll turn blue in the face, but I agree. It's really funny and absurd what has happened in the things that we've been saying for years, and even, again, a candidate now for President Ron Paul has been saying, and they tried to marginalize him. But, you know, we've always been just basically in support of a place of liberty where all these ideas could flow freely. You could certainly criticize them, but to outlaw them, this is where it's come down to now. There is no First Amendment, for instance, in healing. You can't speak the truth about elderberry is what happened with the FDA recently.
You know, this is why I'm glad you mentioned Ron Paul, because what Ron stands for is principle. And the principle is what we need to get back to. Not worshiping the government, not worshiping some guru, but admiring the principles of freedom and liberty and personal responsibility. If we can get those principles back into our culture, then we can restore abundance, we can restore health, we can restore the greatness that this nation was recently, but it has been slipping away because of all this complacency. That's why I believe that we got to get to these principles, teach the principles, follow the principles ourselves, and help others understand the power of these principles. And I know that Ron Paul would do that as president, or even if he doesn't become president, he's going to follow that principle no matter what.
Well, yeah, it's raising the awareness for liberty. Otherwise, we're all just monkeys in the zoo. That's right, we're flinging you-know-what. That's what monkeys do. And what's going to be in them? RFID chips. Crazy stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But I got my dear friend Mike Adams. Check out naturalnews.com, Monday through Friday, naturalnewsradio.com for more of the Robert Scott Bell Show. More of legalizedgoldandsilver.com Money Bomb with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Once again, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN in support of the LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com Money Bomb. And, of course, raising the awareness and the freedom to basically choose your life's path and mission, if that's what we're all about here, as well as my good friend Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, joins me again as we simulcast through the LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com Money Bomb website. And so, Mike, thank you again for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure to be on your show, Robert. You're doing an awesome job. Thanks for covering all these issues.
Well, we've got to do it, you know, whether it's the written form or the verbal form, we've got to let it loose. And as we talk about, you know, Congressman Ron Paul, and there are other candidates. I had a young 29-year-old candidate out of Colorado running for the 3rd District there who was inspired by the message of liberty, and she drinks raw milk. And I said, oh, my gosh, how are you alive and healthy enough to run?
Yeah, how is it that she hasn't been arrested yet by the feds who think raw milk is extremely dangerous for you, but irradiated milk is perfectly safe for some reason. It's just another example how they've got everything backwards and upside down. You know, this country was founded on farmers who would share raw milk with their neighbors or trade it with their neighbors or raise their children on raw milk. Without raw milk, we wouldn't be here. And now they want to take it away.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's interesting and fascinating about Natural News, among many things, of course, it's a great resource for news you will not get anywhere else, including what we've covered with the Fukushima radiation disaster, as well as the options that we have to deal with it, which the federal government will not like to allow us to say if we're selling these things. So, we have to be careful about that. But the reality is you've got readers on both the left and the right. And, of course, I've seen Ron Paul speak and make coalitions from the left and the right as well, kind of busting up the Hegelian dialectic. It's still tough. There are still people that can't see beyond Democrat and Republican. But what is your message that helps to transcend that?
Well, my message is simple. Forget the labels. Let's talk about principle. Let's talk about the individual, what they really believe. Because the truth is, those who are informed on the left and the right actually agree on most subjects. They agree that we should have the freedom to, let's say, just drink raw milk, buy it or sell raw milk, for example. They agree that we should have access to medicinal herbs in order to prevent disease. They agree that we should have an honest money supply that isn't controlled by the Federal Reserve using fiat currency and so on. I mean, you could just go down the list. I can think of hundreds of things that the left and the right agree upon, and the the status quo, the mainstream media, and to some extent the politicians themselves, try to divide us. They want us bickering amongst ourselves rather than getting along and pushing for some common solutions. So they have the left-right paradigm to keep us separated and weak so that we don't become strong enough to actually move this country forward. That's my belief.
Well, I'm with you in there, and I notice, like, occasionally I will on my show during the week through National News Radio, we'll take an issue, and sometimes we'll get some flack, although they say you're not over the target unless you're getting flack, from those on either the right or the left because of our stances, unflinchingly, basically aligned with liberty.
That's right, and, you know, frankly, anybody who is worshiping the left or worshiping the right, those people out there are being deceived. Those people are ignorant. If you just vote a straight ticket, all Democrat or all Republican, then you are the problem. The people that can move this country forward are those who are critical thinkers that no matter what the party, no matter what the person, you look at their actions. The people on the left, the anti-war movement, they criticize Bush, and rightly so, for the imperialist wars. But then Obama gets into office, and he does the same thing, dropping bombs on Libya, not calling it war, keeping Guantanamo Bay open, secret prisons, secret tortures. This is now under Obama. Where's the anti-war left? Well, the truth is, they were never really an anti-war left. They were an anti-Bush left. So that shows you it was a false paradigm that they were operating under, because honest people say, get us out of the wars no matter who's in the White House. That's my opinion. That's Ron Paul's opinion. That's your belief as well. Get us out of these wars. I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat, or a Libertarian in the White House. Bring our soldiers home. That's the best way we can serve those soldiers.
Yeah, and how many families have been destroyed by these undeclared wars? And I don't mean by bullets, but I mean our troops coming home, the wounded warriors that are so messed up psychologically, they're intoxicated with experiments and medicaments, vaccines and otherwise, that they come home and they don't have the relationship that they have, becomes destructive. I mean, these are things that we need to also acknowledge. And also, we talk coalition. You got a Dennis Kucinich is far, far left, and Ron Paul on the same page on this issue. Listen, we got to take a break. Oh, there's the music. We're going to have one more segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. If you haven't checked him out at naturalnews.com, he's here in support of LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com. Money Bomb, RonPaul2012.com is the place to go. RobertScottBell.com is the place where you can link to all of this, including my show now 6 days a week, one day right here on GCN every Sunday. We got more healing, more freedom to do with Mike Adams after this break. Stay with us.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625.
844-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Wow, what a rock in the health world time we've had today on the Robert Scadell Show. Great guest, Clint Didier. We've had some candidates inspired by Congressman and candidate, presidential candidate Ron Paul, and include Tisha Cassida, and of course Jesse Benton, campaign coordinator, and now we're wrapping it up with Mike Adams, the health ranger, and naturalnews.com. I'll have some special thanks for all the people that have put the simulcast together here. Those of you, check it out at robertscottbell.com. And the latest news on naturalnews.com is fascinating. It's like going into Orwell speak, the way government can only do, about the U.S. dropping bombs not being war, Mike.
Yeah, it is an interesting kind of doublespeak that's coming out of Washington right now. Remember when Obama was explaining the action in Libya, he described it as not a war, but just kinetic action, you know, high-speed projectiles colliding with other things. That's kinetic action, but not war, mind you, not war. He was very careful to say that. But now the Pentagon has come out with a new study, and they say that if someone hacks our computers and they're from a foreign nation, then that alone is an act of war that can cause retaliation with us dropping bombs back on them. This is the Pentagon's new position now. So, in other words, a virtual attack on us is real, but when we have a real attack on somebody else, that's not real. So, classic Orwellian doublespeak coming out of Washington.
You know, the stuff we cover in the news and that you cover on Natural News, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you think we're doing The Onion or something, but they're actually saying this stuff.
A lot of it's a cartoon, it could be a political cartoon. It plays like a circus, for sure. They should just put a big tent over Washington, D.C. and sell tickets to watch the show. Watch the contortionist, who is, of course, the White House press secretary. Watch how they contort the English language and make it look like something it isn't. It's an amazing show of, a mind something that I can't say on the air. But they're really working with our heads in such devious ways, it's become quite diabolical.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And of course, we've been attacked for actually pointing these things out sometimes years ahead of when now it comes out, how obvious this all has become or how all is, including, you know, they've criticized Ron Paul for appearing on Alex Jones' show all those years where nobody else in the media would listen. And you've actually hosted Alex Jones' show on GCN as well from time to time. And it's like I said, we've got to have these viewpoints freely expressed. And then, of course, let the American people decide, you know, what is real, what is not. And it turns out the officials, you know, let's say stories are there only to protect the officials. They're not real.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you take a person who is intelligent, who can listen and think for themselves, and you let them listen to 10 hours of Robert Scott Bell and 10 hours of Alex Jones and 10 hours of articles on my website or podcast, they will say, wow, you guys have it. You know, you guys are talking about reality, whereas the mainstream media and the spin meisters at the White House and all these other people, they are weaving an artificial construct with a political agenda. But reality is not that hard to understand and even detect once you're informed. Like, reality is that the fluoride in the water supply is a byproduct of the phosphate mining industry. It's a toxic waste chemical. That's what's going into the water supply. That's reality. Now, they can spin it and say, oh, it's medicine. It's magic medicine for your teeth. Well, why are you swallowing it then? I mean, why wouldn't you just rinse it out and spit it out? But reality is something that you and I and Alex Jones and people like us love to talk about, and because it's so fascinating to show people the reality that's been right in front of them all this time that they haven't typically seen.
Yeah, and so many in what we call those that have been followers of the old media, the mainstream news, they're really shocked. They'll sometimes say, well, why are you guys ranting about this and that? And I was like, listen, if you can cure cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, that is by means unapproved by the government, you are literally treated worse than a terrorist. Case in point now, a guy who invented a Zicam, which is a homeopathic nasal something or other, but he now has a four herbs he put together, and he says, hey, this can help eradicate these influenza viruses, right? We know, you know, Mike, I know that herbs, supplements, homeopathics do work against these things and help the body to defend itself. But it's like the government now has arrested this guy as if he's a terrorist criminal simply for giving people an option.
Oh, yeah. As you know, as the editor of Natural News, I have companies come to me all the time, off the record, telling me how they're being threatened like terrorists by the FTC and the FDA. They are threatened with having everything taken away, with having their companies raided, their inventory confiscated. They're threatened with prison time just because they're telling the truth on the labels with something as simple as this. Here's a statement that can get you arrested in America. Cherries may reduce the inflammation associated with arthritis. That sentence right there, if it's on your bottle of a cherry product, you are now considered an enemy of the state, worse than a terrorist, and you can have your company shut down and you can be arrested, and they can even force you to send all the money back to all the customers who ever bought that product from your company from all time.
Yeah. If only Osama bin Laden, Mike, if only Osama bin Laden had been selling a dietary supplement, we would have found him in 24 hours. Send the FDA out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, if he had been selling green tea and said that this prevents prostate cancer, they would have had him in prison a decade ago for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's absurd, but that's it. If you can heal people and help people to heal without FDA government approval, they come find you very rapidly. That's why everybody should be reading naturalnews.com every day. Sign up for the email blast there, as well as if you go to naturalnewsradio.com, where I'm 5 days a week broadcasting, you'll get the updates on the show every day during the week as well, Mike. And God bless you. Thank you so much for supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty, and also for coming on to support Ron Paul on the Special Money Bomb broadcast.
Hey, I want to thank you. I want to thank Ted at GCN. I want to thank everybody behind the scenes there who puts this together. I'm a big supporter of GCN and your work and Alex Jones' work. And we're just going to keep it going, man, because the truth will be victorious.
Absolutely. That's Mike Adams. He will help me rock the health world occasionally during my weekday show as well. Probably appear a couple of times maybe this week. We got a lot of things coming up and a special presentation that I'll be helping to moderate with Mike Adams at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, coming up. Thanks again, Mike, for being here.
Thank you, man. My pleasure.
All right. And Mike Adams, Natural News. Thank you to Clint Didier. Thank you to everybody. Tisha also. Thank you to Jesse Benton for being on board. The Money Bomb continues. Go to RonPaul2012.com as well as LegalizeGoldAndSilver.com. I want to thank everybody for participating in this way. And, of course, the power to heal is yours. I remind you every week, if you'd like to be a part of the show every week, even beyond the Money Bombs, we're going to keep rocking and rolling for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you especially to Congressman, now presidential candidate, Ron Paul, for his support of this message as well. Once again, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.